Your turn was kind of crappy for me. My auntie just died and we were pretty close. She was like a second mum to me. We found out she was sick and then like 5 weeks later, she was just dead. And I was getting bullied at school and I failed my chemistry mocks and I felt like everything was a mess. And then one day in maybe January, it was really cold. I bunked chemistry in the toilet and I came out and Miss Glenn was in the corridor and she was really kind. She told me that when there's sadness inside, it needs to find a way to come out or it just gets trapped there and will grow bigger and bigger. And that made me think of Auntie Jess's cancer eating her insides and we didn't even know. And then I got upset and Miss Glenn suggested I try and paint how I was feeling and I didn't want to because I'm rubbish at art, but she said it wasn't art. It was about giving the sadness a place to be and that I could paint how I was feeling and then burn it so no one would ever see it. And it would be burning away a little bit of the sadness. And I did it. She gave me some paints and told me not to tell anyone she'd given them to me to take home or she'd get in trouble. And I painted some of my sadness. And it helped a little bit. When we were in the bar, I told Kate how much that meant to me and that I still have the paints. I asked if she wanted them back, which made her laugh, but I wasn't trying to be funny. She told me she didn't remember that happening. I didn't tell her she reminded me of Jess, because it's not very sexy, is it? Telling someone they remind you of your dead auntie.